Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And especially to you, brothers in Christ, who are completing your program today, congratulations. Our prayers are with you that God would strengthen and bless you for ministry, and that many, many people will hear the saving gospel of Jesus Christ through you. Today we are invited to reflect on what happened to and what was spoken through the prophet Jeremiah, as we just heard in the reading. Jeremiah's words about true and false prophets are providentially appropriate for our occasion today. Let me sum up that message, the ministry and message of Jeremiah, in a sentence from Winston Churchill. Great, quotable, eloquent man, Winston Churchill. There's something in his speeches for nearly every occasion. I'm not going to use "this was their finest hour." That's not going to use that. In May of 1940, the Nazis had already invaded Poland. France was about to fall, and the terror of war was descending across Europe. As he stepped into leadership in that dark, dark time, Churchill offered no comfortable platitudes to his colleagues or his countrymen. On the contrary, he announced the program of his new government in terms that no politician today would touch with a 10-foot pole when he said starkly, "I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat." Now I realize that might sound a bit strange as a greeting on this happy occasion, but it certainly rings true with the text from Jeremiah. The verses we heard a few moments ago are just part of that story, of course. Jeremiah was in a long life and death struggle against so-called prophets who were lying to God's people. Feel-good preachers who were telling people that God was on their side. He was going to rescue them quickly and painlessly from the power of Babylon. In the chapter right before our text, Jeremiah pleaded with people, and he said, "Do not listen to the word of your prophets who are prophesying to you, saying, 'Behold, the vessels of the Lord's house will now shortly be brought back to Babylon,' for it is a lie that they are prophesying to you." And in the verses right before our reading, one of those feel-good prophets, a fellow named Hananiah, announced in the temple that Yahweh had already broken the yoke of Babylon and that everything was going to be hunky-dory in 2 years max. And that's where our text kicks in. "Amen," says Jeremiah, "I wish it were true. May the Lord do so. May the Lord make the words you have prophesied come true, Hananiah. Yes, it would be nice if there could be cheap grace without repentance, easy victory without suffering, happy resurrection without the cross. And yet, Jeremiah reminds us that most of the prophets from ancient times announced bad news of wrath and judgment, war, famine, pestilence against many countries and great kingdoms. But the real test of a prophet, the way you know whether or not Yahweh has sent that prophet or not, isn't whether he prophesies doom and gloom or peace and comfort. It's whether the things he prophesies actually happen or not." Hananiah promised peace and restoration within 2 years, but the Lord didn't send him, and his promises were lies. Jeremiah's message, the real word from Yahweh, was totally different. Yahweh wasn't on Judah's side, he was on Babylon's side. He was using Nebuchadnezzar as a tool for judgment. Far from a quick, happy ending, the people had better settle in for a long, uncomfortable exile. Build houses, plant gardens, raise families, have kids. Your kids will have kids. It's going to be a long haul. And don't fall for the false comfort of the lying prophets. In other words, nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. And at this point, it's understandable if you're wondering perhaps just what kind of ministry you are called into. Is it all doom and gloom? Is every sermon supposed to be a Jeremiad threatening sinners with judgment under the righteous wrath of God? Not at all. Preaching a comfortable message that people like to hear is no sure sign of God's favor, but just preaching fire and brimstone doesn't make you a true prophet either. True prophets are sent by God, and they speak what God gives them to speak, not more, not less. And God is sending you. He's putting you where he wants you, in places like West Bend and Escondido and Aberdeen. And God is the one who has given you a message to deliver to people. A word from him that is not just true, but is the very power of God to save sinners. Now, of course, it's true enough that that can be a pretty tough assignment at times. You already know something about that. God's message of salvation in Christ isn't always what people want to listen to. Strange as it may seem, the law is often far more popular than the gospel. And some of you, I don't know which ones, I'm sure the registrar has a list, but some of you are going to be enrolled in some serious advanced postgraduate study in the blood, toil, tears, and sweat school of ministry. Like Jeremiah and the other prophets, you're being sent by Yahweh to deliver a word. As a true prophet, Jeremiah spoke what God spoke, and was silent when God was silent, and that's your job too. But there's something else going on here. There's a prophet greater than Jeremiah, greater than you too, who was sent by Yahweh not just to announce God's judgment, but to carry it on his own shoulders. He delivered what he was sent to say and to do, not the cheap grace of a feel-good empty promise, but the rich and costly freedom of Yahweh's saving love. Gladly, he spent himself for you, to bring you back to God and to make your peace. How can we know that that prophet and Messiah of Yahweh was a true prophet? Well, Jeremiah says, as for the prophet who prophesies peace, when the word of that prophet comes to pass, then it will be known that the Lord has truly sent the prophet. We know that Jesus, the prophet of our peace, is the real deal, because what he prophesied actually happened. The judgment of God really did fall on him and crush him on the cross. And God really did raise him victorious from the dead as our Savior, our prophet, our King. I started by quoting Churchill's sobering words about blood, toil, tears, and sweat. words which were and are a stirring summons to courage and endurance and perseverance, all good things in war and in ministry. But the words are true in a deeper sense of ministry as well, because this ministry is not about you. It's not about Jeremiah. Jesus Christ had nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. His own blood, toil, tears, and sweat. Nothing more or less was needed to save us. And so, by way of blessing and benediction, I have nothing better to offer you as you complete your program and continue your ministry than Christ's blood, toil, tears, and sweat. And as true prophets sent by God, I pray that you offer the people you serve nothing less. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.